Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Beat the bank, 25 minutes away. Sign up at KidNation.com. We want you to win a bunch of money. It's Wednesday already.
It is hump day.
But right now it's all about whatever Wednesday. Yeah, what do you want to talk about, Kid Nation? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text and the radio business, you have contacts and connections to meet celebrities and stars. Big Al has made it clear that he loves Blake Shelton. Why hasn't that meeting been arranged? Come on, Blake.
Well, it has been arranged.
It has. Actually, Blake and Al shared a kiss.
I wouldn't say like that, but
yeah. Al received a kiss.
Yeah. We met twice. We met at a little meet and greet type of thing, and that's when we first met. And then I went to a backstage meet and greet type thing, and he goes, "Big Al." I go, "Yeah," and he gave me a kiss right on the cheek. So we have met. We just haven't sat down and had that beer like I want to have.
You know, and just because we're on the radio doesn't mean that they want to be best friends with us.
Yeah. We think.
We think they do. Yeah, we want them to.
You think we have that kind of pull listening, but we don't.
We appreciate it. From Sherry, was wondering what happened with JC's house repairs and how the kitty cat's removal went. Well, my house
parts.
I had mold in my house and there was a leak. And so the builder was actually nice enough to fix it at no charge.
That's cool.
Even though we're getting that smell again in that room. I don't know if
mildew.
That's normal. Yeah. Is that good or bad? I don't know if it's normal.
I don't think that's good.
So that smell's coming back. But they fixed it. They put new flooring in there. And the cat's doing fine.
He got his parts removed.
He got his things removed. So hopefully he stops meowing and being aggressive towards my daughter. and he has that cone thing for the next week.
Oh, cats wear that? I guess they do. I've never had a cat. So.
They said that it's just to keep them from licking it, apparently.
Yeah.
Because it could cause problems. But apparently male cats don't lick their sutures or their surgery area as much as female cats. So, but he's got that cool cone thing.
Cool.
That goes, now it doesn't go up, it goes down. It's like it looks like that little thing clowns wear. Yeah.
A reverse cone.
Like a reverse cone. Apparently because they couldn't really see when they were wearing the cone before.
Oh. They can't eat.
Yeah, they have a different one. Let's go to the phones. Let's go with Timmy. Hey, Timmy.
Yep. What's up, man?
You, buddy.
You, what's going on?
Not much. Calling from Myrtle Beach, Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that, South Carolina in the house.
JC, I got an artist you need to check out. It's called NF.
NF?
Yeah. He's like Eminem, kind of. He's got the passion that Eminem raps with. He's the same way, and he's got a great story. I'm telling you, dude, if you listen to him, you'll be hooked.
Okay.
NF. That's his name, right?
Yep, NF.
And I have
not,
one.
He's got like a, not he's got funny. Two,
yeah.
He's got, yeah, not funny, right. He's got two albums, Therapy Session and Mansion.
Okay.
All right.
That's I got
telling
one.
You, dude. You'll love them.
I got one in return for you, Timmy, since you're clearly an Eminem fan as well. This guy named Token. Okay. His name's Token.
Shout out. Token.
Token.
All right.
Yeah, look
him
up.
I'll check him out.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg, I think, worked with him recently. And
really?
I think he's doing a movie with Mark Wahlberg. And he's a really good rapper. But thanks, Tim. I'm going to check that out for sure. NF. And you check out Token. We'll switch rappers. Let's go with Elijah. Hi, Elijah.
Hello.
What's going
on? Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Nothing.
What do you want to talk to us about?
Well, this is for Kelly.
Yes.
My, teacher's name, her last name was Raspberry, and I figured out 2 days ago her full name was Kelly Raspberry.
Really? Are you from Florida?
Yes. No, ma'am.
Oh, okay, because I do have a cousin, Kelly Raspberry. One of my cousins named his children Kelly and Ryan.
Oh,
my brother's
really?
Name is Ryan.
They copied you guys?
I guess he just really liked our name.
Yeah.
So I wonder who she is. Oh, was it the Kelly Raspberry we talked to?
No, because
that's a different one. No, we talked to a drag queen, Kelly Raspberry, and then we talked to another girl, Kelly Raspberry, that spelled it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
That's really cool, Elijah.
What city was it, Elijah?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
In Shreveport.
All right. Uh-huh. I don't know. I'll try to look her up on Facebook or something.
That's the real life Miss Raspberry right there.
Yeah, the teacher test.
Yeah, like the teacher test. Thanks, Elijah.
Thank you, Elijah.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear some jokes?
Sure.
Okay. Sandra's got jokes for us. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, you guys.
Hey.
Hi.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Hold on, let me set you up.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, welcome, Sandra, to the comedy stage here on the Kidcratic Morning Show. Take it away, Sandra.
All right. So if a cop pulls over a U-Haul, did he bust in a move?
I got you.
If he's
sitting on the toilet at work, there's more.
If he's sitting
on the toilet and he's at work,
uh-huh.
Is he just doing police duty? And I have one more.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. So if somebody breaks into the police station and steals all the toilets, are they going to get away with it? Because the police will have nothing to go on.
That's
your cop jokes right there.
Okay.
Is that
enough cheese for you today?
Yeah.
Are you an officer, by the way?
I am not.
You just love a good cop joke.
Why do you like cop jokes so much?
I don't know. I just found them one day, and I tell them all the time to people to annoy my kids, and it works.
To annoy your kids.
That's awesome. Thank you, Sandra. I love those jokes. Dad jokes are the best. Overwhelmingly on the text, yep. Big Al, unfortunately, the questions are regarding you and your girlfriend.
Okay.
They've gone from, are Al and Dr. Girlfriend still dating, to now, did Al and Dr. Girlfriend break up yet?
God.
And you haven't talked about her. He did talk about her. It's her birthday today.
Just did. About 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And she's in Florida right now listening, I think.
She's in Florida listening right now, you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Thinking about maybe surprising her now?
Nope.
Well, I told her I had a surprise for her birthday.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can send her something, right? When did you decide to surprise her?
I'll tell you.
You will?
Why are you being
you
so...
It's a surprise!
He's being so weird.
You always want to know everything about us. Why are you being so secretive?
Yeah. I tell you everything about me.
Everything about me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Veronica, you have something for Big Al?
Well, I was. Good morning, first. Sorry.
Hey.
Good morning. Everybody.
And but I was looking at the horses, the lineup for the Kentucky Derby coming up Saturday, and I noticed one of the horses' names was Patch.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you can put your money on Patch.
Patch is the guy that helps Dr. Girlfriend do guy stuff in Detroit, because that's where she's doing her residency.
Yeah, he's a doctor and lives in her apartment complex, right?
Yeah, somewhere. Good-looking doctor named Patch.
There's a horse in the race this Saturday named Patch. But yeah, I just thought it just made me laugh.
And the odds are 2-1, I'm being told.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a front runner.
Yeah. Patch is definitely
But that's
race.
Not for the horse. That's for that's for Patch back in Detroit. Yeah. Thank
y'all
you.
Have a great day. Thank y'all so much.
All Thank right. you, Veronica. Yeah. Look at that. You There's too. A patch in the race, Big Al.
Huh.
And Jenna, you're going to like this one.
Okay.
This is pretty cool. Jody.
Hi. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Jenna.
Okay, I'm excited.
I know. This is so crazy. So I work at Fort Sill, straight out of Cowan, and I work with this lady named Kim, and she pulls up at lunch and she shows us this video of her son that lives in Dallas, who is in competition with skateboarding, and he works at the skateboard park. And she says, watch this video. And there's a couple of girls that listen to Kid Crack in the morning, and we always talk about it, you know, in the morning and everything. And we're all like, oh my God, that's Lil Wayne.
Oh my God.
And it was the same night that you went and saw him, and then you said he went skateboarding all night. Well, he was skateboarding with my friend's son all night. They made a video and everything. It was so awesome.
Wow.
That is so cool.
Yeah, Lil Wayne did not go party. He skates like at 4 a.m.
He really did. And there's a YouTube video out there. It's like Skating with Lil Wayne. Dakota is his name.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can find it. But Jenna, it was totally awesome. Nothing happens in this little town, but we were talking about it all day, and Kim is famous today.
That is so cool. What a great experience for him. And cool that he's hanging out in a good way as a kid. You're you know, because Lil Wayne parties probably. So, but to be there skateboarding, that's a great.
And he's actually a really good skater.
It's a great experience.
If you watch the video of Wayne skating, because my buddy sent me a couple videos, he is actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, his stage was set up like a skate park, like graffiti on a brick wall. And he's really fit, so I was surprised when he took his shirt off.
Yeah.
And the
he's
full
super in shape.
Eight-pack going on.
Hmm.
Jody, thank you for that call. And, you know.
That's so exciting, Jody.
Let's have a nice call for Big Al Mac here. Amy.
Good morning.
What's up, Amy?
You have a nice compliment for Big Al Mac?
I do. I saw your post yesterday on Facebook offering free lunch or dinner to first responders.
Oh, okay.
And my husband is a police officer. So on behalf of first responders, I wanted to say thank you. I thought that was really cool.
Was he one of the ones that came by yesterday, or about 30 or 40 of them came by?
No, we live in South Carolina.
Oh, okay, okay.
I just thought it was cool that you did that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Thank you.
That's so nice.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Amy.
Tell your husband. Thank
you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for what he does.
Yeah, tell your husband. What's your husband's name?
Jason.
Jason.
Officer Jason. Cool guy right there. Yeah, that's really nice. And Al's going and feeding the homeless on Mondays.
Yeah, man.
You still doing that?
Some hungry people out there. Yeah, but we do that every Monday. That was one of my New Year's resolutions.
To help?
To just do a little bit more. And I've always kind of had that in the back of my head, but I just always procrastinate about it like we all do. And so this year we just found this charity called Austin Street Center. And it's they have guests that don't have any place to live, and they have cots and whatnot. And so we go and give them food every Monday.
Yeah, my wife had a similar New Year's resolution, and so she started taking our kids.
Yeah.
And they were doing Meals on Wheels.
My
son loved it because he would get to knock on the door. And
right.
Hello, have your food.
Yeah.
But no, that's not going to be happening anymore.
Oh, what happened?
Meals on Wheels is going to be cut, so we're going to find something else for the kids to do, but we want them to do something similar. Maybe she could take them with you on Mondays.
You feel free? Yeah, come on. Come on out.
All right, that's what your Whatever Wednesday's all about right there. We'll do it again next Wednesday. We do have those three names. We're going to start pulling them out, and we're going to announce three names to play Beat the Bank coming up.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Did you guys know it's Teacher Appreciation Week?
Absolutely did.
I only know because it's up here on my phone log. But real quick, Hannah, what's up?
I am a teacher, and it is Teacher Appreciation Week. And I was just wondering, what was your most inspirational teacher?
Most inspirational teacher. You want to take this one first, Al?
Okay, I will. My most inspirational teacher, I guess because she was so sweet but so firm at the same time, her name was Miss Dickens. She's since passed away.
Yeah.
But she was my fourth grade teacher at Green Hill School, and I just remember, she sticks out more than any other teacher in my mind. She ruled with an iron fist, but she was a sweet, sweet, sweet lady. So I got to give a little shout out to Miss Estelle Dickens. What about you, Kelly?
Kelly?
Mine was Mrs. Judith Clark, I think. She's the one. She was my English teacher, and she loved grammar as much as I did.
Uh-huh.
And she also taught us speed reading, which helped us. She would, you know, train us to read books very quickly, just like by scanning. It was like one of those things. It was very trendy at the time where you put your finger down the page and flip the page.
It'd take you
like 3 seconds to read an entire page.
Whoa.
And then she would test us afterwards to make sure we were retaining that knowledge. Mm-hmm. That way we could, you know, get through a lot of books quickly.
Quicker, yeah.
She was just, and she loved diagramming as much as I did.
Uh-huh.
So Judith Clark, my English teacher in high school.
When you're doing that speed reading, do you just pick out certain words on
basically,
each line?
Basically, you train your eye to catch the meat of it. It's really, it's a skill you can learn. And if you're doing like, you know, novels that you have to read for papers, you get the gist of the story. You don't
it's like
get
Cliff
all the,
Notes.
You don't get all the nuances.
Right,
it really worked.
Yeah, you don't get the picture painted in your brain, but you still catch what's going on.
You still get the gist of the story,
I think Kid was trying to get me to learn how to do that. Kid did that, too. And
I can learn that.
Jenna?
I had a lot of good teachers, but one that really stands out for me, just because it led to me doing this, was in college, and we called him Mr. J. His name was Juan, but he was kind of my first foray into film and television.
Uh-huh.
He was this Hispanic guy, and he was so animated in class and would move around the room, I remember, in teaching us things, you know, like the third wall, like you never want to cross the third wall when you're filming. He actually taught me, like, kind of how to take pictures, how to shoot things, and then he ended up passing away,
aww,
when he was my teacher because he was out filming and got hit by a car.
Oh, my.
While he was filming?
And he was, it just shows passionate teachers can make anything interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you, JC?
I have two. I have to split it between these two. The first one is my ESL teacher from when I moved here to the United States from Mexico, because she truly was the person that took me under her wing and started teaching me how to speak English. And she was so kind. Her name was Miss Martin. And to this day, I've been looking for her. I can't find her. I've been looking for her. She taught at Jefferson Elementary in San Diego. And I've been looking for her. I can't find her.
Okay.
But the other one that made a huge impact on me was we had her on the show. Was my history teacher, Mrs. Halter, in high school. She was actually my history teacher my 11th and 12th grade years.
Okay.
And she was just, she always let me stay after class, and she spoke to me, and she motivated me and told me that she saw something in me.
Hmm.
She was that teacher that said, I see something in you. I think you're gonna do fine. Because I told her that I was afraid that I was going to be a failure and all that. That was the teacher I opened up to.
Yeah.
And so she really had a huge impact on me.
Much love to all our teachers out there, man.
Can I give a shout out to some teachers?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, I work with two teachers, Ms. Holcomb and Ms. Eldred. I think they're listening right now, so I just want to give a shout out to y'all and say happy Teacher Appreciation Week, and I think you're a wonderful teacher.
All right.
Are you a teacher by chance, Hannah?
I am. I work with these two teachers, yes.
What school?
Reagan Middle School in Grand Prairie.
All right, Reagan.
Well, Hannah, thank you so much for what you do, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you to all the other teachers out there listening.
Love to the teachers.
I'm glad y'all get a week. I think teachers should get a month. What they should get.
And it's not Teacher Appreciation Week everywhere. Just in certain places.
It changes.
Yeah. I know for McKelly, it's mm-hmm. this week. Yeah.
Ours is this week.
Mm-hmm.
But it is time to play Beat the Bank. We have three names in front of us.
We do.
We were about to announce them. I don't have them. Do you have them?
I have them.
Oh, go ahead.
Who do you want to do it?
You go ahead, Kelly. Okay. We got it.
Okay, we're good.
I passed them out, Sonny, but I didn't pass them out to myself.
The three names are Jessica Garza, Jamie Swaseth, and Jeremy Martin. All J names. Jeremy Martin, Jamie Swaseth, and Jessica Garza. You each have the same 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. First one in gets to play Beat the Bank. If neither Jessica, Jamie, nor Jeremy call back, we're going to open it up for everybody to play.
Yeah, but right now, leave the phone lines open for those three people. That way, they have a chance to get in there.
Please do.
And we'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Feel like your job is a safe haven. No one is safer than Nick Saban.
It's time for Tidbit News.
What do you mean?
This is crazy.
Just signed a 3-year extension, Mr. Nick Saban did, at the University of Alabama. Roll Tide, bringing his salary this year, Kelly, after the $4 million signing bonus and the $6.725 million that he'll get for coaching, this year,
$11
million.
$11
million? But isn't the 3-year... 65
it's going to take him. Yeah, it's going to take him through 2024. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's I knew ridiculous. Coaches were well paid, but like
it's ridiculous.
College coaching.
He's starting to get
he's getting
NFL player athlete money.
Yeah. He is the man.
He's making more than most NFL players.
Oh yeah. My goodness!
Wow.
Good for him.
Okay, good job.
That's tough, man. You're working year round.
He's deemed the best, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. By all means,
for sure. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Morning.
So we probably won't have 11 million for you, but
yeah, well, maybe a few less zeros.
A little dent in there.
Yeah,
that's what we're gonna do. Oh, who's that in the car with you?
That would be my son. We are getting ready to go to school. Actually, whenever I got the text that my name had been called.
Oh, so somebody texted you. Was it a friend?
It was a friend.
Good. And how old's your kid?
He'll be 2 in July.
All right. Aww.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
It's all the way in July, but it's coming up.
Yeah.
It's going to be here before
earlier
you
earlier than most.
Yeah. And then after you drop him off, what are you going to do? Go to work?
Hello?
Are you still
Jessica?
There?
Are you there? I'm sorry. Oh, yes. Did I lose you?
Did you hit the mute with your cheek? I do that all the time. Or mute.
The mute.
Well, no, my son turned my car on and it synced to my car.
Oh, yeah, Bluetooth syncing. Yeah,
that delay, that's annoying.
You need to call back on first world problems,
first
okay?
World problem right there. Well, Big Al, tell Jessica how we play Beat the Bank, please.
Jessica, we're going to put you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault, where the banker will holler out these dollar amounts, and they're going to increase. You just say stop when one suits you, all right? You don't think it's going to go any higher, because if the bank vault door closes before you say stop, you're not going to get anything. Now, should he say those three magical words, safe deposit box, you have the option of stopping there as well, choosing a safe deposit box, and you'll get the contents, of which could be up to $3,000. Understood?
I understand, yes.
Yes.
My girl. All right.
She definitely got this.
All right.
All right. You and your little boy are about to win some money, hopefully. Jessica, let's go inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$70, $200 Safe deposit box. $250, $330 $360, $440 $550
Stop.
All right.
All right.
$550 for Jessica Garza.
You go, girl.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I think your child was trying to get you to stop at the safe deposit box.
I know. He was yelling at me. He was saying mama.
Mama.
All right.
I thought he was going like, wow, yeah. That's a lot of money.
What are you going to do with $550?
Well, since, you know, his birthday is coming up and we just moved, that's going to be a pretty good way to start his birthday off.
Yeah? You guys going to do a big old birthday party?
We're going to try. He does have a summer birthday, so, you know, pools and things like that are always a good bet.
Yeah. All right, there you go. Well, let's see how high it would have come.
Hold on. Did he just call Al Poppy? Al.
Hey, son.
Yeah.
Daddy be back.
All right. For fun, you got $550. We're going to check how high it would have gone, okay?
$630.
Okay.
Poppy.
Yes, son.
$650. $700.
Poppy.
840.
Ooh, man.
Ooh, is it going? Okay. Not bad. Definitely got
no, that's it. Awesome. I'm just so thankful I got to play with you guys. I've been listening for a very long time.
Well, hopefully thank you very much.
Hopefully we can have another play date soon, okay, Jessica?
I'm down.
All right, you guys have a wonderful day today. Good luck with the birthday party. And hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. Jen, I got a cool text message here for you.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because you said you're ready for rebounding.
All right.
Yeah.
Jenna's ready to get out there in the world.
And?
Rebound. Jenna, my husband was a rebound who Ooh. Turned out to be my soulmate.
Yeah.
And someone I probably would have never been with before.
Wow.
So when you're out there rebounding and boxing girls out.
Think outside the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boxing girls out.
Yeah, you got to box them out to make sure you get the rebound.
No,
so when you get the rebound, play style ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to.
Double dribble.
Don't double dribble. You got to turn the ball over. You double dribble.
Hold on to the ball, girl. Play keep away.
Yeah, double dribble, and that's how you get caught, and then you end up with no dudes.
Right.
3 second violation.
Don't foul out.
Three, is that what it is?
We do the 3 second violation.
Make sure you set the pick.
I can't participate right now.
Pick and roll.
Come on, Kelly. You know a basketball term.
Linger in the paint.
Yeah. Hope you get dunk. 2 points.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Top of the key, girl.
Yeah.
You hit it from way downtown.
Downtown.
Boom.
From the field.
Don't throw an air ball.
Yeah, there you go,
How about
Kelly.
That?
There you go.
Kelly knows basketball.
All right, I'm going to alley-oop.
There you go.
That's a good one, too.
Uh-huh.
And that's all the basketball terms we know.
Yeah, that's about it. That's
now we're going to go into something Kelly does know something about. Love.
She knows a lot about that.
She sure does. She is our love expert, and we have love letters to Kelly coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, did you hear the news?
What?
Tomorrow at 7, 10 Central.
Sweet creature,
that sweet creature is going to be calling the show. Harry Styles.
Creature.
Sweet creature.
Sweet creature, Harry Styles. This is his new song.
Now run out of road.
I like this
one
a lot.
I'm really excited to hear everything.
Yeah. You bring
me home. I heard there's like a psychedelic.
So far, he's only released the track names, right? Not the whole album.
Right.
Will come out soon.
Right. Pre-order.
Could you see, JC, could you see Harry Styles eclipsing Eminem as your favorite male artist?
Ooh. It's a tough one, Al.
Okay, you're on you're on a deserted island.
Yeah.
You have one life jacket to throw out to two guys floating out there in the water.
Yeah.
Eminem's on this side, and Harry's over here. Who do you throw the life jacket?
Go with Harry. He's better company on an island. He'd be much better company.
But Harry can swim.
You don't know that. Eminem is just going to be sitting there with his Eminem sneering face the whole time.
Yeah. He would give the jackets and not take one himself.
I would give it to Harry and Eminem because the world deserves those two artists.
No.
And then I would just take myself out. Thanks, Jenna, for that option. Yeah. So Harry Styles tomorrow, 7:10 Central, joining us on the phone.
Ooh.
So, I mean, you could show up here all you want, but he's not going to be here. It's going to be on the phone. We'll beg him.
Show up here all you want. Maybe we'll have him in when he comes to town.
Yeah.
He is going on a huge tour.
Yep. Yeah. We'll beg him to come in. That's what we're going to do. And then Jenna can rebound with him. So good. All right.
That's the plan.
Kelly, are you ready?
Yeah.
It's time to give out some love advice. Oh, by the way, episode number 4 this weekend with the love letters to Kelly and Matthew Hussey.
Yeah, it's not available everywhere just yet.
Not just yet.
Slowly branching out.
All
so
right.
If you want to hear it in your city on your radio station, call them and say, hey, this is what we want.
Look at you globalizing yourself
I'm
right
globalizing
there.
Globalizing my brand.
Your brand.
That's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
What is your opinion on keeping and wearing jewelry from an ex? I don't know if I should feel guilty wearing it because it reminds me of the memories of us. Is it okay to wear jewelry from an ex or should I just put it away? That's from Emmy.
It depends on, you know, where you are in your life. I literally recently, like within the past month or so, got rid of 99% of the jewelry given to me by exes because it just didn't have any meaning for me anymore. And it's like, even to pass it down to McKelly, I'd be like, I don't care. I'd rather have the cash. Because it lost all meaning for me.
Sure.
I have Alan. I'm, you know, moving forward and to wear jewelry. Every time I put it on, I think of him.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on where you are in your life.
Yeah, I get it.
I wore it for years. I didn't care.
As long as it doesn't make you upset.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't make you upset and it's just pretty jewelry. But if it gets to the point where you don't care anymore and you don't have an emotional attachment to it, I don't think it's disrespectful to anybody.
Don't tell new guy
definitely
you're wearing
don't.
Jewelry from
yeah,
old guy.
Yeah, don't do that.
Never.
Never bring that up.
Yeah, don't do that.
Because we're dudes and we'll be so self-conscious
be
over
about it.
Yeah, we'll be weird.
Even if you say you don't care about the guy
don't,
and you're
don't,
wearing
it. Don't tell him.
In our head.
If it's a ring. Earrings, like if you got your diamond earrings, that's
nothing,
one thing.
Nothing.
No, I'm just saying it depends on what it is if you're going to wear it.
You can wear it.
I have a ring and I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
But it's just a cool band and I like to think.
You'd be shocked how much they give you for it. Nothing.
Nothing. That's why I don't really want to sell it. And it wasn't anything crazy fancy, but I love it. But I have it hidden right now. I just don't know what I want to do with
it. You probably make more selling it on eBay. I should have probably done that in hindsight. I just went to like the gold place and just said, I don't care. I probably should have done eBay. But
yeah, you should have.
I don't want to deal. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
Yeah, no shame. Just
I could have marketed it.
Globalized your brand.
This is the aquamarine. That aquamarine that Binet gave me. I could have done that.
I love those watches.
We can have a jewelry show on the set on the show.
They're gone now. I got rid of them.
Oh, you got rid of them. Jenna,
you got any jewelry? Well, yeah.
To the highest
bidder. You said you had a band and maybe some other stuff.
I have nothing.
I probably have a couple things.
You know what I've made the biggest mistake of in my dating history? Always insisting that I wasn't a jewelry person. And Kelly always scolded me on that. Like, no, I don't like anything flashy. I don't like jewelry. I just want experiences and trips and time. And then now I'm left with no jewelry.
I scolded you?
Yeah, Kelly was like, not scolded me, but you know what I mean.
Scolding.
You scolded her, Kelly.
No, but Kelly told me, she's like, don't put it out there that you don't like jewelry and you don't want jewelry as gifts, you know,
right.
From significant others, because then you won't get any.
Yeah, that's true.
So Jenna wants jewelry.
You know, and I'm not really a big jewelry person, but I love wearing what Alan gets me because I love him.
Yeah,
right.
See, there's a difference.
Right.
I might buy my wife some jewelry.
Don't tell the other person. That's all I got to say.
Don't tell the
dude,
please.
It's a great gift because girls don't buy themselves jewelry.
Not nice pieces.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Z writes us and they say, Z.
What up, Z?
Z. I'm a 19-year-old college student, and last semester there was a girl in two of my classes.
Yeah, buddy.
Look at you, bragger.
Yep. Going to two whole classes.
Yeah. Thanks to one of them, we even traded phone numbers. As we worked on projects together, I realized I was developing feelings for her. However, as shy, nervous, and inexperienced in love as I am, I never acted on them. Unfortunately, I still have some feelings for her. Sometimes we greet or say bye to each other by name. I still feel something for her, and I'm scared because it isn't going away very easy, and that might persist. Should I actually try and act on it, or should I just try to let it go? Do these feelings go away on their own? Thank you, Z.
Oh, my gosh, Z.
You
got
to risk it to get the biscuit.
Thank you, Jenna.
Yeah, I had trouble following along. So the project is over, and they have no need to communicate anymore?
Yeah, so basically, project's over. He has her phone number. They only see each other out in the hall or out in the quad and say hi by name and bye.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to say, I mean, how recent was the project over? You know, you could say, let's go get a coffee and celebrate or something. But you got to show a little bit of boldness. Girls like a bold guy. Girls love a confident guy. And I've learned the reversal is true. Men love a confident woman. It's all about how you carry yourself. So you got to muster up some courage and some confidence. And if she shoots you down, you know what? That's a lesson learned that you need to be maybe a little bit bolder in your approach next time. Or
it's hard to teach that to a 19-year-old.
It is hard, but we love a confident man and a self-assured man. So just fake it till you feel it. Ask her out for a coffee or just anything related to the class, maybe.
The worst she can do is say no. And that's not that bad. It takes a while for us to for that to process in our brains. That's not that bad.
Right, because I look back in hindsight and people that told me no 20 years ago, who cares now?
Yeah.
You know, but it does mean a lot to you at the time. I'm not discounting your feelings now, but it really does just, you got to take a lot of no's to get to the yes.
Yeah,
that's right.
So I just think you should just go for it is what I think. And do I think your feelings are going to fade and go develop for someone else? Yeah.
Eventually they would, right?
But what if she is the one? What if she was just waiting for you to make the move?
The worst thing in life is having that what if.
What if?
That is the worst thing you can have.
Yep.
Oh, man. I hear from guys now that I was crushing on in high school. Not now, but, you know, like at high school reunions and stuff. Guys that I crushed on so hard, but I was very bold in my affection.
Yeah.
I flat out, I didn't leave anything.
You have no regrets?
I was like, no regrets, because I told them flat out how I felt. And then later they were like, man, I was too shy. I didn't do anything. I was like, dang it. But at least I knew 15 years later that they kind of liked me, so I didn't feel like a total waste of time. But I left, I mean, if I liked you, you knew it.
Just do it.
Yep.
Just do it.
Just do it. That's it.
That's the wrong one.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
This is 19-year-old guy I have two classes with, but he won't make a move.
Another 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was completely legit.
Al's got jokes on the letters.
No for you.
All right, here's the real letter. I'm 24 years old, and my wife and I have been married for almost 2 years. We've been together for over 4 years, but here's the deal. I love her to death,
but there
are some issues that have been piling up.
Yeah.
Every time I have a problem with something she does or doesn't do, she always turns it around and makes it my fault.
Yeah.
Welcome to being a dude, bro.
Immature, too.
I feel like I'm pulling the weight around here, and she's only giving 20%. I need help. That's from Jordan.
Ooh.
She's a woman, Jordan.
You need to sit down with her when you're not having a fight. You need to sit down here with her when you're not having a fight, when things are calm and reasonable, and try to have a rational conversation with an immature woman. You're both immature, and getting married at a young age is difficult because you're both still growing. You know, your 20s are the most developed. I think the 20s are the most developmental period of your life. And so to try to grow along with someone instead of apart from someone in your 20s is very, very difficult. You can do it. You can do it if you're both on the same page. So you're going to have a conversation with her. These things aren't working for me right now. And if we don't fix it, it's going to cause us to drift further apart. Now, a woman who has a reasonable head on her shoulders and doesn't want to look at divorce will say, okay, I'm going to do what I can to work with you. Otherwise, she's going to sit there and pout and turn it around on you again. And you know what? This is the woman you married. So you got to decide how you're going to deal with it from that point on.
I'm trying to decide in my brain if this is a woman thing or if this is just a person thing.
It's a person thing.
Everybody changes so much in their 20s.
Some people just do that. They can make, you can blame them for something. and they will turn it around. They'll flip the script on you in a heartbeat.
I see guys that do it to their wives. And yeah, you're like, yeah. Whoa, how did you do thing. That, man? Because you were definitely in the wrong, and you turned that around on her lap.
Sometimes it was worth applause.
Yeah, I was like, bro, I'm not even mad at you, but why? How'd you do that?
Sometimes.
Like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
And you know what was one of the best advice? The best advice I got from, like, an older couple? When you argue, don't say you and then say what you're mad at. You say, I feel.
I feel.
The I feel is a game changer.
Well, I feel like.
I feel like this.
I feel like you messed up.
Yeah.
Right. You can't say
bury,
I feel like
bury
you
the you
up.
In there somewhere.
Well, I feel like if we don't figure out a way to make this work, we're going to be heading for bigger problems. We need to work this out. Not you need to fix it. We need to work on it.
Yeah, it's a we thing.
So, yeah, but if she still acts like a butt and a brat, you married a bratty butt.
A bratty butt.
You know, and that's what you got to accept.
You got a cousin named Bratty Butt.
You do?
Yeah.
Still dancing?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the most expert in the love department.
Oh, wow.
Oh, change up, wow.
I'm 25, and people won't stop asking me, are you married? Are you dating anyone? And my answer is always a disappointing no. My whole family is always asking me, when are you going to settle down? I just don't feel like I'm ready or that it's a big deal. I'm not in a serious relationship as I'm trying to build my career. Do you think this is something I'm overlooking or should be concerned that I'm not in a serious relationship yet?
Oh, that hurt my ears.
That
feedback
hurt mine,
right
too.
There.
I hurt my ears, too.
Puberty Kelly over there.
Hey, I get this all the time as well.
Well, she says she answers with a disappointing no. It's like, is she saying, is she giving them the no, not yet? Like, she is missing out on something? Because if you give them a confident no, I'm great. I've got a lot going on. It's how you approach it mentally and emotionally.
That's true.
When you're in a good place, people can say pretty much anything to you. And you're like, whatever. I know my poop doesn't stink. I'm good. You know what I mean? It depends on how you feel about it. If you're feeling like you're lacking something, and then when they ask you, you dating anyone?
No.
No. That's way different than, no, I'm fine. I'm good. I got options.
I don't get, that's what's been confusing to me, because I get that all the time.
They feel like they're not complete unless you have a man.
I mean, I can't go a day without someone snapping me or sending me a message online saying, well, what is wrong with you? Why are you single? And sometimes it's a compliment, but they go, yeah, what's wrong with you? Or you must be really crazy that you don't have a man. And I'm kind of like, well, it is my choice, right? It's sometimes making me question, like, well, what is something wrong with me? I didn't feel like something was wrong. I just haven't
you be
settled
good
yet.
With you. Be good with you. And I mean, it takes I'm just telling you, I wasn't always good with me.
Yeah.
I was walking around moping and sad and lonely
at
certain points.
We all have.
But I tell you, when I got to the point where I wasn't, that's when it's like the floodgates open and people start coming to you.
Because you send off a better vibe.
You send off such a better vibe.
Yeah.
So
want to be around you and all kinds of
stuff. You know, just don't even in one ear, out the other. If you're confident and happy where you are, then somebody come along and share it with you is great. But you don't need a man, but it sure is great to have one. It's great to have a partner.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying. It's great to have somebody to share stuff with and to have someone you can vent to and rely on and count on who's always your cheerleader. That's what you want.
Agreed.
America, yeah, bro.
That's right.
And to take out the trash.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And to change my light bulbs.
And plant stuff.
And to kill bugs.
All my light bulbs are burned out.
See, now, Kelly,
you call people and fire them because you don't want to do it. Yeah. Oh, you're so great.
And get the dead squirrel out of the attic.
Oh, so great.
You're selling that it's great to have a little more than you're selling.
No, because. Happy. Take it from me.
Yeah.
You can do it on your own.
You can, but it's so great to have somebody else to do it.
You slipped around, Kelly.
What? She just flipped.
I'm saying.
It's okay to be alone, but if you got somebody.
But it is great.
I did it by myself,
and I wasn't out there crying when I did it. I just did it. But now that I have somebody else to do it, it's great. Yeah.
Sometimes I cry.
Would you say it's better?
Way better.
That's love letters to Kelly right there.
That side of way more than told the other side.
Well, I mean, come on. But I was absolutely fine.
But you're better now, though.
But I'm so much better. I was fine, but I'm better. You don't see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm picking up.
I got you.
I'm picking it up.
Yep.
It's a want, not a need.
Right.
That's right.
But it's so much better.
It is, I'm sure.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We do it every single Wednesday. We might even start doing it sprinkled here throughout the week as well, because we get a lot of requests for love letters to Kelly. And be on the lookout for the love letters to Kelly with Matthew Hussey weekend special. Ask your local radio station for that bad boy if you don't have it yet.
Love letters with Kelly and Matthew.
Yeah. How come you get top billing?
Because it's love letters to Kelly.
That was the question.
Come on.
Yeah. Kelly and Kelly and Matthew. You got Kelly and Ryan Seacrest. Yeah. Kelly's
ladies
always
first.
They have to.
It's the year of Kelly's.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Over 30,000 been given away. Let's see how much we can give away today.
Kaylin House, hello.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. I'm cheesing so hard right now.
Yeah,
you cheese away.
Cheesing.
What are you doing right now?
I am on my way to my last day of school.
Oh. Yeah, you are.
Nice.
What are you studying?
I'm majoring in psychology and getting a minor in criminal justice.
Ooh, wow.
Girl after my heart.
Yeah, criminal minds or something.
Oh, wow.
So what do you want to do eventually?
Yeah, I was just going to say, don't ask me what I want to do. I have no clue. But it was just both of those topics were just interesting to me, so that's why I chose it. But as long as I'm happy, that's all I care about.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to come follow you at work one day.
Please do.
And when you say this is your last day of school, is it like your final day of college period?
What's that? I couldn't hear.
Are you a senior? Is this your last year? Are you a senior this year?
Yes. I'm taking a couple summer school classes, and then I have a short fall semester, and then I graduate.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's really cool.
Thank you so much.
I think in this room, we have about 4 to 5 years of college between us.
Well, I used
Jenna,
to be
Jenna
able
actually,
to say,
Jenna,
Jenna, Jenna had four. Kelly had four.
I used to be able to say it was all mine.
Yeah.
Actually has college,
Jenna,
too.
Jenna ruined
I finished college.
Ruined the joke.
Yeah. Thanks, Jenna.
Sorry, everything. Sorry for educating myself.
You and your education.
Yeah, right? Well, JC and I have 2 years of college between us, that's for sure.
Those are my years.
Hey, we're all in the same boat now, right?
My college.
All right, Kaylin, well, let's get you some money. You're a student. You need it.
Oh, my God.
So tell her how we play, Jenna.
Yeah, we're going to throw... Happy. Okay, Kaylin, we're going to throw you in that ball, and the banker is going to start shouting out those increasing dollar amounts, and all you got to do is say stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. And if you're adventurous and you want to select one of these safe deposit boxes, he might say that, and you're more than welcome to do that. We went through them the other day, and we know that there might be a lot of money in one of those. But either way,
Always good? Are those boxes always good, or am I going to get,
There's been some that are not super awesome.
That's right.
We'll be honest with you.
Yeah, but there's been some that have been awesome.
Whoa, awesome, you know?
Yeah, like beating the actual bank awesome. But either way, you just got to say stop, even if it goes to $1,000, and you get to keep whatever amount of money you stop on, all right?
Oh, my Lanta. Okay.
Oh, my Lanta, Kaylin. All right, let's win some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$120 $190 $240 $290 $370 $410
Oh!
What?
Oh, my Lanta is right.
No.
I didn't see that coming.
Why would Kaylin win?
That's bad banker.
Oh, boo. It's okay. I'm glad I got to come on and talk to you guys.
That's not okay.
It's not okay.
Well, can we send you a T-shirt?
Yeah, I love T-shirts.
Graduation gift or something? Okay.
We're proud of you, Kaylin.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sweetheart.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
She's going to be thinking about the psychology of the banker today.
Yeah.
Right? That was just so mean.
Yeah. Angry banker.
Oh.
All right. Hold on, girl. Man.
Yeah, we'll get you
Deflating.
Your T-shirt. Yeah. Well, you never know what the banker's going to do. He's
never
tricky
know.
Like that, you know?
Yep.
That's why we play the game. If you want to play Beat the Bank, you can play. We got to call your name, and you got to sign up at KidNation.com. That's KIDDNation.com, and hopefully your name will be called tomorrow.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Here comes Kelly Raspberry.
Yep.
Hello, I'm back.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Oh, yes.
You know, I've got things to do during commercial breaks.
I know you do, girl.
So I saw some good news.
Oh, what's that?
I like good news.
It's there's this YouTube channel that I watched a few. I've seen their videos here and there.
Mm-hmm.
and it made me just dislike these people so much.
What is it?
His name is Daddy of Five. And they're two parents who run a YouTube channel, and they get millions of views, which means they're making decent money. I believe the gentleman's only source of income is his YouTube channel.
Okay.
And basically what he does is he pranks his kids. But there's pranks, and then there's cruel pranks.
Mm-hmm.
He does more of the cruel pranks.
To his kids?
Yeah, to his kids. It's in my opinion, and in the opinion of many people that have seen these videos, it's borderline child abuse.
It is abuse. It is child abuse. Yeah.
Give me an example.
The latest one that actually got a bunch of hate about, which ended up making them turn off all their videos and shut down the channel for a minute and posted an apology, was they poured that invisible ink on the kid's carpet. So it looked like there was ink everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And then they went upstairs and they started screaming at this kid, saying, look what you did. And they're not just screaming at him, but they're cursing at him. And they're calling him names. And they're saying, you're a liar. And he's sitting there crying.
How old are these kids?
Oh, man, 7, 8. Maybe 9 at the latest.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there shaking. He's crying. You could tell he's visibly shaken up.
Yeah.
And they're just cursing him out for minutes.
And it's all a joke?
And yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a 10-second, just kidding. That's invisible ink. It goes on for 3 to 4 minutes.
Where the kids are vomiting from crying. They're so upset and shaking. Gosh.
Until they finally tell him, we got you.
No.
The kid doesn't laugh after they say we got you, like most would during. He's crying. He's shaken up.
Don't ruin those kids, man.
Yeah.
Awful.
So, Daddy of Five just lost custody of his two kids, or two of their kids, because
wow,
I have more than two, because
really?
Of the pranks they play on YouTube. Here's one. This is the one where they were going to sending him to live with another family. So this is the sort of prank that the dad...
So they pranked him, the kid, saying you're going to live with someone else?
Yeah, these are the sort of pranks. I just told you about the ink one. This is another one.
You got to go.
Because you're never in the room.
Well, I can't go. I make all the money.
Oh, so just because you make all the money doesn't mean you're not so... Just because you make all the money means you're special. You're
yeah.
that special.
Yes. The family needs me more than we need you.
Fine, then I'll go live somewhere else.
You are. You're leaving. You're out of here.
Isn't that funny?
And that
isn't that funny? That's so funny.
That's tame compared to the other ones I've seen.
Because you said they swear at the kids and stuff.
They curse at the kids.
That is.
Like the tough, the,
and they
the
tried
hard.
They tried to twist it and say the kids were in on it. You can't get kids to react the way. I mean, that one I could say, okay, maybe arguing the kid might have been.
Yeah.
But when they're screaming in front of company that they've spilled ink on the carpet and the kids are hysterical crying, saying, I swear it wasn't me. I didn't do it. That's not acting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
If it is acting, then these kids are incredible actors.
They need Oscars.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a prank because he is going to live with someone else.
Now he
biological
is.
Biological prank.
Yeah. There was one that they posted on the mom's channel. Where she set off the alarm and had one of the older kids with a gun pointed at her head.
What?
Yeah.
To make the husband.
How is this not stopped?
To make the husband think
they're
getting
robbed. How does YouTube not ban this?
I don't know. And he came down with a gun himself, and he's sitting there pointing it at the other kid. Like these are the sort of jokes these people think and find funny. And so finally, they stepped in and they took away two of their kids.
Good.
Thank goodness.
Good.
This was good news. It still didn't make me feel very good.
No.
Selling your
But at least
kids
they're not with that
for,
awful person anymore.
Selling your kids out for a couple of dollars on YouTube. That's...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do now because that's literally how he was making his money. And I wanted to bring this up because I was walking back to the deli and I walked by the phone screening room and I saw that Elena is wearing something.
She's got an eye patch.
Yeah, Elena, can you come in here? Because
she's a pirate.
She's a pirate.
I know it's not funny.
Not funny, JC.
What happened?
I wish I knew.
Oh, no.
You don't know what happened to your eye?
There wasn't like a specific injury.
Yeah.
But I guess something happened maybe during the day to my eye on Monday. And so when I went to take my contact out late Monday night, they basically said I have either like a cut or an abrasion on my cornea or like an ulcer on my eye.
Ooh. What?
And the contact actually kind of makes it feel better because it's covering it. So when you take it out, it's just like immediately I took my contact out and I thought I had like a pile of eyelashes in my eye.
Oh my God, that's what it felt like.
And I couldn't get it out. So I was like kind of trying to like flush it with drops and nothing happened. And my mom was like, well, just go to sleep. Sometimes your body will get it out on its own. And I woke up at like 3:30 in the morning and my eye was like swollen shut. And I could like feel this like shooting throbbing pain at like the back of my eyeball. And I was like, I don't think that's an eyelash.
So you went to the doctor and they looked at it?
Yeah, that made me feel better. Like just knowing that I'm not going blind was good information to have. But yeah, it's pretty painful. So, I mean, don't recommend it or anything.
How long are you going to have this eye patch?
You know, just like a few days. I really want to get like a for real, full on pirate eye patch and just commit.
Yeah, you need it.
Because
cool.
Yeah, that would make me look way cooler.
So there's no treatment, just hopefully it
there's
heals.
Medicine, but it's not like it. The medicine really makes me feel any better. It's just to help heal whatever is going on in the eyeball. But luckily, they said eyeballs heal really quickly, so I should have some relief in a couple of days.
Mm. Yeah,
but yeah, this is my new setup. This is the new me.
Do you like it? Is it better or worse?
Is it cool or what?
I mean, it's a conversation starter, anything.
Are you thinking about changing your Bumble profile
picture? I was just saying I might as well update my profile information.
Your tagline should be, I got my eye on you.
Yeah. Eye for an eye.
All eye on me.
Yeah. All eye. Well, with Fetty Wap now.
Elena and Fetty Wap can go out.
Gosh, it's so embarrassing.
Elena's favorite dating app is Tinder.
Oh, we got him.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Gosh. So pray for me.
Yeah. Hopefully your eye gets better.
I'm hoping that as well.
Aye, aye.
Aye, aye.
Aye, aye, Captain.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.